This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and our next guest is here to introduce us to videos that some local musicians are publishing and maybe inspire us to do the same. Marianne Call, welcome.
Hi, Scott.
It is nice to have you here. Thank you for FaceTiming in with us today.
Absolutely. Been listening to a lot of radio this week.
Right. So I think, among other things, some of our listeners may know you as the organizer of the Mountainside Open Mic and Art Jam that used to and hopefully will again take place at the Rookery.
That is our plan.
Right. But it's gone virtual. It seems like you've tried a couple of them like that now. How's that gone?
It's been great fun. It's been, we've had some of our folks who are regulars at Open Mic participate. We have people submit videos anytime throughout the week. People can just upload a video of themselves performing a song or two from home. And on Wednesday nights at the same time as our Open Mic, I just share a whole bunch of them on our Facebook page.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I've been looking, I went to the Mountainside Open Mic and Art Jam site on Facebook and was able to see a ton of really fun videos. For our listeners who may be musicians, what would you recommend or how would you recommend they go about making a video for this?
If you want to make a video of yourself performing at home, it doesn't have to be super professional or super fancy. You can just set up your phone or your computer and just go for it. Maybe do a little sample and listen back to see if, for example, your voice is too loud or your instrument is too loud. But, you know, just, this is not, not rocket science. It's not making a professional album. It's just, kind of a way for us to share our voices with each other. So if you just make a little home video on your computer or your mobile device, then you can upload it anywhere you're comfortable, whether that's YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or whatever site you prefer. And if you want to bring it to our attention so that we share it on a Wednesday night, just tag us in on Facebook somewhere or email me. Either one of those works.
All right. Let's listen to a couple. What do you have in store for us today?
Oh, we got a bunch of great stuff the last couple weeks. I really enjoyed Mark Mintz has been submitting, and he covered one of my favorite Sufjan Stevens songs and just got a lovely sound quality and performance. It was really beautiful. So let's listen to that one.
All right. Stand by here. And here we go.
Goldenrod and the 4-H stone, the things I brought you when I found out you had cancer on the bone. Your father cried on the telephone, then he drove his car into the Navy Yard just to prove that he was sorry. In the morning, through the window shade, when the light pressed up against your shoulder blade, I could see what you were reading. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications you could do without, when I kissed you on the mouth. Tuesday night at the Bible study, we lift our hands and pray over your body, but nothing ever happens. I remember at Michael's house in the living room when you kissed my neck and I almost touched your blouse. In the morning at the top of the stairs.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful. What do you know about Mark? Has he come to the Rookery open mics as well?
Yeah, several times. We love hearing from him. And there's a number of other folks who come in person who are also just sending us little home videos. And I really love that. It gives me a tiny bit of that Folk Fest feeling back. And so I'm hoping we'll get a lot more, you know? I would love to hear everybody's voices right now. You know, I just, every time I, you know, see someone in their car out while we're walking or something like that, it's just, oh, there you are. So continuing the open mic online has just been kind of this nice little way to keep hearing the voices of folks in our community.
And I'll embed this video at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. And I love this, sort of the creativity that Mark used in this video. It's all you can really see is the silhouette of his face. It looks like Yadaakale, Mount Juno, in the background. You know, you can see the silhouette of his microphone, but it's a really unique framing.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love how subtle it is. It's just visually, he's a little bit invisible, so you can focus on the music and on seeing the mountain, sort of. It's just a lovely style. He did another one for us the following week, too. It's a no matter when people make these videos or how, you know, expert they are as far as the sound quality, we've been sharing all kinds. Someone even emailed me an MP3 and I found a place to upload it so that we could share it. It's been really lovely. And I hope that anyone at home, if you're bored, I hope you'll remember to pick up your instrument, pick up some crayons, you know, spend a little time doing that, because it definitely helps pass the time and it helps you, you know, lose yourself in something positive. And if you do that, or if you were working up a folk fest set and now you don't know where to put it, you know, send it to us and we'll share it with the community. It's good for us to listen to each other right now.
Absolutely. And please keep in touch with us, Marion, as we get closer to folk fest. We're going to be spinning a lot of folk fest related stuff here at the station.
Oh, absolutely. And if anyone's interested in figuring out how to do a little bit of virtual from home, safe folk fest action, I'd love to brainstorm with you. So,
all right. Stand by with your pencils. We'll give all kinds of contact information here in a minute. You have another tune for us to listen to?
Sure. Let me see what we got here. I love, George Kuhar has done a couple covers that are just lovely, and he did a Kenny Rogers tribute this week that was just beautiful. She Believes in Me, which is a gorgeous song, and of course we said goodbye to Kenny Rogers recently, and it was beautiful to see just kind of an outpouring of love over that. Such a beloved songwriter, and George did a beautiful job. So that was lovely to share.
Here it is. George Kuhar there. Good pick, Marion.
Oh, he's a good picker. Yeah. So we've got just tons and tons of different videos now kind of accumulating on our Facebook page. If you if you want to see and hear some of the folks in the community, I know Taylor Vidic's made some. I know there's some folks who are away at college right now who've submitted some. Manor's done some fun stuff, some hip hop. We've got all kinds of stuff. And let's see, Annie B did a COVID cover that was pretty funny. Who else? Wendy Burns wrote a parody song about keeping your distance, keeping your space. Can't wait to see people again. It's just wonderful. So
it is. And so thinking of a week from yesterday on Wednesday, do you go live or Facebook Live, or how's that work?
I'm trying different formats, but basically just I don't use Facebook much, so I just log in on Wednesday and I upload a welcome video usually, which is I always kind of offer the welcome at open mic and set the tone by doing something that's vulnerable for me. And then after that, I post every video that I have been sent over the week. And sometimes I dig for a few more, see if someone else might have posted something, and then ask them permission to share it. Just trying to kind of create a little collection of what people are doing while they're at home, musically speaking.
You know, among other things that I like about Mountainside Open Mic and Art Jam is that you encourage people to do original music and to take themselves out of their comfort zone. So that's neat. Why is that important to you?
I think that when there's a beauty in seeing art that displays expertise and practice and, you know, your 10,000 hours. And we get an extraordinary amount of that in Juno. But I think there's also something very special about sharing art that is, you know, the art of the people, the folk art, the scary art, the vulnerable, not quite ready yet art. And that's part of why I love Folk Fest so much. It's this wonderful meeting of total expertise and just like, you know, kids and folks new to their instruments getting in there and going for it. And that blend to me is so much of what it means to be an art community. So I enjoy being in spaces full of expertise in the Juno arts. And I wanted to make more room for that Folk Fest feeling all year round, where we're just like sharing whatever is scary and a little bit difficult and a little bit out of reach. And it's been such a supportive and safe space for that. People are so willing and ready to kind of lift each other up as they try new things. And I love it there.
All right. This is the voice of Marion Call, musician and organizer of Mountainside Open Mic in Art Jam. See her a week from yesterday for the next Mountainside Open Mic in Art Jam.
And you can visit it anytime at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mountainsideopenmic. You can visit open mic anytime you like.
Yeah, it's an ongoing open mic at this point. Marion, you mentioned being able to help somebody so they could maybe make a music video at home. What's the best contact for you?
If someone has a question about how it works, they can reach me at mountainsideopenmic@scent.com, S-E-N-T. So mountainsideopenmic@scent.com will reach me. Or you can tweet me, which is more, I spend a lot more time there than on Facebook. And if you've made a video or you make a video and you want us to feature it, just mention Mountainside Open Mic in the comments of the video or a post about the video, and I'll look up all our mentions and I'll come find it and share it.
Awesome. You had one more you wanted to take a look at. Can you set us up for this one, please?
Oh, sure. Aaron Heist, who a lot of folks know, is writing a new series of original songs. She shared a couple with us at open mic early this season, and she posted another one on Facebook and allowed us to post it. And I really enjoy how it sounds. So it's an original song from her. I'm not sure of the title, but I think it's called Train to Cheyenne.
All right, Marion Call, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Scott.
Have a good one.
You too.